horned another goat. They didn't have that horns to defend itself. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give this goat a chance without the horns to take its dutiful right that it was harmed in this world. So now you can take compensation on the day of Qiyamah. So like that, everybody will have a chance. Whatever zulam was done to them, on the day of Qiyamah, they will get a chance to level the playing fields, to level the scorecard. So therefore, this is some hadith which is very, very severe in the sense that if it, just for our understanding purposes, a person is traveling overseas, he's only got $100 bill. He's got $100. How he will look after it? Because he has got no other money, he's got nothing else to help him on his journey, on his way, when he's going for Umrah or he's going for Hajj, wherever it is, he only got that money to spend. So he'll look after it and he'll treasure it because that's all he's got. But yet in the world, there's still a possibility that a person can borrow from somebody. There's a possibility that he can make a phone call home and send more money with somebody else. All these possibilities exist. But on the day of Qiyamah, the only currency a man will be holding is his amal, his actions. And there's no possibility of borrowing from anybody. Allah mentions in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. A man will run away from his own blood brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. He'll run away from his mother, he'll run away from his father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. He'll run away from his companion, he'll run away from his children. He'll run away from everybody because he'll be afraid on that day that he's got nothing to share with anybody. One of the reasons why he will run away is he's afraid that he's got nothing to give anyone. Everyone will be nafsi, nafsi. So you can imagine how valuable one action will be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that the man will have to compensate with this action that are so valuable. There's no way he can get a substitute. There's no way he can top it up. He can do more for his amal and get more amal, because that day is whatever he's taken from here is what he's got. So therefore we've got to be very careful that we don't make zulam on anybody. Anyway, if we have, then try and compensate them in this world for it and ask them for forgiveness, so that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, the same people don't come and demand it. That you did it, you did us wrong, and we didn't get any kind of compensation in this world, now compensate with your amal. Today's hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, كُنَّا نَتَحَدَّثُ عَنْ حَجَّةِ الْوَدَاعِ وَالنَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم بَيْنَ أَذْهُرِنَا وَلَا نَدْرِي مَا حَجَّةُ الْوَدَاعِ حَتَّى حَمِدَ اللَّهَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الْمَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ فَأَطْنَبَ فِي ذِكْرِهِ. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says that one day we were sitting and we were talking about Hajjatul Wada', but we didn't know what Hajjatul Wada' was. Obviously, Hajjatul Wada hadn't taken place at that time, but they were speaking about it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst them. So then he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he mentioned about Dajjal. And he deliberated in about what he said. He lengthened what he said about the Dajjal, and he said, "Waqal ma ba'atha Allah min nabiyyin illa anzara ummatahu anzarahu Nuh wa nabiyyuna min ba'di." That there wasn't any Nabi that came in the past except that he had warned his people about the Dajjal and the fitna of the Dajjal. "Wa innahu ay yakhruj fikum fama khafiya 'alaykum min sha'nihi falaysa yakhfa 'alaykum." He says that what you don't know about him now, when he does make his appearance, then you will come to know about him. So those characteristics, those features, everything with regards to the Dajjal that you're not aware about, but when he eventually surfaces and becomes apparent, at that point you will come to know, nothing will be hidden from you. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرْ وَإِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ عَيْنِ الْيُمْنَى. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one-eyed, but the Dajjal will have one eye. He will have the right eye. كَأَنَّ عَيْنَهُ عِنَبَةٌ طَافِيَةٌ. As though his eye will be like a swollen grape. So that one eye he'll have, that will be like a swollen grape. أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that a person's honor and a person's wealth. So a person's honor and a person's wealth is as blessed as this day, as this month, as this place. Then Rasulullah said, so obviously this was at the time of Hajjatul Wada. It hadn't finished as yet. So it was at the time of Hajjatul Wada. He's explaining to Sahaba. And then he's telling them, can you imagine? One is the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is that occasion of the day which is the most blessed days. Ulama says either day of Arafah or the day of Nahar, which is the day of Eid. So with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that the person's, any person's blood and any person's wealth is more sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than even this day, even this place, and even this month. So more blessed and more sacred than that is the person's wealth and a person's blood. Then he tells them, Allah hal ballagd, that have I conveyed the message? Qalu naam, sahaba said, yes, you have conveyed the message. Allahumma shahad thalathan. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you bear witness. Three times he said this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you bear witness, you bear witness, you bear witness. Waylakum or wayhakum. Then he said that may you be destroyed. It's an expression, Arabic expression, to show something is serious. انظروا لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض رواه البخاري ورواه مسلم. That you should not become, after this you should not return and become kufar. That's striking each other, fighting each other, having, killing each other, striking the backs of each other means that you start fighting and killing each other. It should never ever happen that Muslims start fighting after this. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us how important it is that we honor every person's wealth and every person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of honoring. This is something that is so greatly overlooked today that we don't even take into consideration a man's wealth and a man's property, a man's respect. Allah pa give us tawfiq and make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.